Texte numéro 37. How artificial intelligence may be making you buy things. The shopping lists we used to scribble on the back of an envelope are increasingly already known by the supermarkets we frequent. Firstly, via the loyalty cards we scan at checkouts, and more and more so from our online baskets, our shopping habits are no longer a secret. But now, more retailers are using artificial intelligence to try to automatically predict and encourage our very specific preferences and purchases like never before. Will Broom is the founder of Ubermarket, a UK firm that makes a shopping app that allows people to pay for items via their phones, make lists, and scan products for ingredients and allergens. Our AI system tracks people's behaviour patterns rather than their purchases, and the more you shop, the more the AI knows about what kinds of products you like, he says. The AI module is designed not only to do the obvious stuff, but it learns as it goes along and becomes anticipatory. And it can offer what he calls hyper-personalised offers, like cheaper wine on a Friday night. With the app, we have found that the average contents of a basket are up 20%, and people with the app are three times more likely to return to shop in that store, says Mr. Broom. In Germany, a Berlin startup called SO1 is doing similar things with its AI system for retailers. It claims that nine times more people buy AI-suggested goods than those offered by traditional promotions, even when the discounts are 30% less. Jenny Tennyson, who heads up the UK's Open Data Institute, a body that campaigns against the misuse of data, remains cautious about the vast amounts of information on people that is being collected. People are happy to be recommended products, but start to feel more uncomfortable when they are being nudged or manipulated in particular buys based on a caricature of who they are rather than the full complexity of their personality, she says. And she adds that there are bigger societal questions raised by the use of AI in retail. We need to ask how equitable and ethical the data collection is. So, for example, are middle-class white women being offered money off fresh vegetables, but it is not being offered to someone who could really benefit from it, says Ms. Tennyson. More than three quarters of large retailers around the world either have AI systems now in place or plan to install them before the end of the year, according to research group Gartner. Its analyst, Sandeep Uni, says the global pandemic has accelerated this trend because it has dramatically changed consumer habits. Adapted from BBC News, November 2020.